per that Rashi's daughters wore tefillin. Is there a source for this? If so, how can this be understood? Anonymous from Canada. Okay, first of all, I haven't been able to find the written source of this tradition that Rashi's daughters wore tefillin. However, the Gemara says that Shaul's daughter Michal wore tefillin. And the basic discussion depends on the following. There is a machlokas in the Gemara whether women who are exempt from mitzvahs that have a set time, like tefillin, can perform those mitzvahs voluntarily, or their performance of them voluntarily is like adding on to the Torah. Basically, we paskin that a woman is allowed to fulfill mitzvahs that she's not required to do, like sukkah and lulav and shofar. She's allowed to do them voluntarily, and she gets rewarded as a person who does a mitzvah that he's not required to do. Tefillin, however, there are other considerations. Tefillin, first of all, the Yonah son ben Uziel says, since tefillin are worn predominantly by men, they became a manly beged, a manly tachshit, an ornament of men, and a woman is not allowed to wear an ornament that is specific to men. So that's one reason why tefillin would be different, and a woman wouldn't be allowed to wear tefillin. Most opinions hold that that's not the case, that if, in fact, women are allowed to wear tefillin, even though they're not required to, it doesn't become an ornament of men, since women are allowed to wear it also. So it becomes an ornament that is for men and for women. A second consideration is, even men today don't wear tefillin all day, which is really the halacha, only during davening, because we're afraid that a person will not be able to guard himself properly, to keep his body clean, and not to do things in the tefillin that are disgraceful and prohibited when wearing tefillin. Amongst them, passing gas or other kinds of things that are improper to do when a person's wearing his tefillin. And therefore, we are machmir not to wear tefillin except the minimal time when we are davening shachris, except for people that are exceptional people that can wear tefillin all day. Women, therefore, who are not required to wear tefillin, and the same thing goes for children. We don't educate our children for tefillin, according to the minig of most people, till their bar mitzvah, because even though there's an idea of education, there's also an idea of not being able to control oneself properly with a tefillin on, better not to wear them. So a woman who's not required to wear tefillin, anyway, even men are machmer only to wear it when they're absolutely required, a minimum amount of time. So women who aren't required shouldn't put themselves in a situation where they may desecrate the tefillin. It's better not to wear them then than to wear them and desecrate them. And therefore the Ramah says in the Shulchan Aruch that a woman who wants to wear tefillin, we prevent her, we stop her from doing it, we tell her she's doing the wrong thing because of this chash, and if a woman feels that she's special, that in itself is prohibited because it's merzik yehura, it appears to be very haughty. So therefore, even though Rashi's daughters may have worn tefillin, because me ikar hadin, a woman is allowed to wear tefillin, and Rashi's daughters were on the level where they were permitted both because they could guard the tefillin, and in them it wasn't didn't appear to be something haughty because they were special women altogether, and that's why Michal Bashal also wore tefillin. But today, for all practical purposes, women do not wear tefillin and should be discouraged from doing so.